Changing gears ever so slightly. Oprah is in the country at the moment. That's right, we're feeling Oprah fever down under. That's the new tagline, or it should be. An evening with Oprah Winfrey. Of course, sharing her self-help strategies and personal experiences in a what can be described as a bright yellow, orangey, creamy, wall paint, skin-tight suit. That's all right. Oprah, hello, it's me. I was wondering after all these years you would like to go meet and go over everything. Well, thanks, Adele, for that. Hello. Because 5 years on, we really need to talk. It's been five... the return of Oprah Winfrey to Australia's shores has made it hard to not think of those blissful days in late 2010 when she crisscrossed a delirious nation like a shooting star. Everyone wanted a slice of the Oprah action. She had an audience with the PM, or perhaps more correctly, Julia Gillard had an audience with her. Oh, Jesus. Fans traded vital organs to tickets for her shows. Koalas lined up for a chance to snuggle her... Oh, God. I'm not reading that line. Wow. Okay, I'm drawing something. All this built up to a triumphant two-hour taping at the steps of the Sydney Opera House. A sun-bathed, day-long celebration decorated with uber celebrations and laughter and song. For everyone that miserable day was drizzling and irresistible entertainment, circulating a quartet for first name only local legend Oliver, Nicole, Hugh and Russell's, surrendering the enormous crown for a show-stopping finale of I can still call Australia home. It was pure wow. The review goes on for several hours like this, mind you. But, in saying that though, it's important to read it all. Because, you know, what's GLS without a gay man reading Oprah reviews? Which brings up us to last night at the premiere at Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena. Oprah's new one-woman stage show. How to put this politely? It was not like that at all. And if you've just joined us, I'm reading an incredibly mediocre, poorly written review of Oprah's premiere show last night at Rod Laver Arena. So here we go. It never promised to be, of course. The advertising slogan promised or warned that Oprah would help us turn up the volume. Turn up the volume is in parentheses. In our lives and nothing else. But it's hard to overstate how far removed that from that previous extravaganza is this new Oprah experience actually is. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. That was Oprah, to borrow from the Winfrey parlance. Being her best self. Being her showbiz self. Anyway, I get it. Which she is invariable triumphant. This was not. This was like stumbling into the self-help section of a bookstore and having the shelves collapse on top of you. Maybe this should be the clip of the day. Whether the audience at Rod Laver Arena was prepared for what it had in store is hard to know. Certainly by the time she took stage, 25 minutes late, a packed house, including approximately seven men, as a woman. I'm a woman. Was ready to be rocked, jiving on the big screens for a roving camera and as a DJ spun demo-friendly tunes by the likes of Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. Then she appeared, just Oprah, and seized in a sparkly salmon creation on a sparkly stage with only a video backdrop for accompaniment. And that's how it stayed for nigh on 2 hours. Nothing but Oprah strolling on stage, delivering a mix of self-help, self-improvement, self-awareness strategies, blended with mostly familiar stories of her life.
The only real surprise was her revelation that she had given me the name to the baby boy she lost as a teenager shortly after name. The name, apologies for the correct spelling, was Kayan.
Outside before the show, one audience member had heard her companion quote, "I wonder who her guest will be. Maybe Hugh Jackman," unquote. But there was no Hugh.
Having concurred, this arena is his own solo show last week. He was busy doing the same in Sydney.
And no one else either. This is essentially a 120-minute monologue. About 30 minutes in, when this reviewer popped out for a quick search of the best self-at liquor dispensary, a helpful of other petitioners, Feeling for Good, one of a group of three departing women, put it bluntly, quote, "I wouldn't stand another minute." It was sad indicative of woman that we need stuff like that, unquote. God, we're running late on this segment as well. Oh my God. What she met was the recitation just witness of Whitfree's laundry list and shopping lists from her local trip to Woolworths of mottos to life be scavenged from a variety of sources had thrown up on the big screen against backdrops raging from enormous clouds to sun-dabbled cornfields, as Oprah told us how the motto of the moment appeared in her life. There was the same time she learned to say no. That was to Stevie Wonder. Where am I up to? There I am. There was the same time she took a call from Steven Spielberg while wallowing in self-pity. At a fat farm, she was ringing to call, to tell her part in The Color Purple that she had better not lose another pound. I don't know what this was I was doing. There was another time she cooked a goose, literally her partner Stanman, who came home late from golf, that she was already about to throw it at him. There were so much stories, such wow, more such mottos and mantras. Quote, "My heart is my brand," unquote. Quote, "Anything is possible if you keep your vibrational energy high," among others that I will not read in this crappy voice. Final exhaustion, quote, "Take glory, Melbourne."
Insert generic city title here.
"Take glory and run," unquote. "And run, some of us did." For the exits revealed was over. But for the true Oprah faithful, and stripped her chatsir-era variety and dazzle, the Oprah community feels more cult-like than ever. It was time to stand up and cheer. It was over, or I'm confused. Clearly they got what they came for, or something close enough that they weren't complaining. On their terms, on those Winfrey herself,
The show is exactly what they wanted it to be. The glow in her presence that she showed them, an application for glowing at her, everyone goes home happy. For this less than devoted, the stripped back guru style Oprah is mostly a chore. Revered only by the fact that whatever she's doing, she's a compassionate performer of a single presence, whether on TV or on stage. She can get away with a lot just being Oprah. Maybe this night's main blessing, which seems a good way to end an upbeat positive note, maybe it's catchy. For this performance, I give it 2.5 out of 5 stars. Never watch it again, because this is a terrible voice that I don't know what I'm doing. But anyway, as we continue here on the Generic Live Show, Steve Ballmer. Steve Ballmer, I'm trying to read my T's here in this stupid voice. Steve Ballmer calls BS over cloud revenue figures. It's like nothing else you will ever hear. It's hopefully going to be a 5 out of 5 star story. As we continue, it's 1:52.